Hi, I'm Gene. I'm an alcoholic. I completely forgot I was speaking tonight, so I have absolutely nothing prepared, but I have a lot to talk about, I think. So as everybody knows, I have been, I was in last week for my, to search out for an apartment, because I'm moving there permanently. And, you know, it's a hell of a thing. It's a real hell of a thing. This group has been, this is a group I've been going to for the second longest. I have a Sunday morning group I've been going to a little bit longer than I've been going to this one. But you know, this group has been so foundational in my sobriety. Having a men's meeting is, I think that it's really, really important, for anyone to have a meeting. I'm sure it's true for women to have women's meetings too, but for a man to have a man's meeting where we can come and be men together, I have learned so much about how to be a man in AA, that I never learned before. I'm fond of saying that I have a lot of father hunger. My father was not an effective man. He might belong in this program. I don't know. He drinks a lot. Then other times he'll go a long time without drinking, without it seeming to bother him. What I know is that he could never manage his life in a way that certainly not in any way that I would want to emulate. He's been unemployed most of his life. He's been homeless some of his life. And he has fundamentally relied upon a couple of very codependent women to take care of him. And God bless them, you know, I guess it works for them. I guess it works for him. It's not the life that I would want for myself, and it's not the life that I think of when I think of a man's life. And I have always wanted to find a way to be an effective man in the world. And I had no fucking clue how to do that for most of my life. I didn't see, as a kid, I didn't see grown-up men doing grown-up male things. My mom tried to have men around in my life, and none of them were effective, and some of them were ghastly. And in the past 4 years that I've been coming to this meeting, an hour a week, I've learned more about manhood than I did in my entire previous life. And I've learned it the same way I've learned sobriety, and the two for me now I think are going to be forever intertwined. Sobriety for me is about responsibility. It's about being connected to something larger than myself. It's about being an important member of a community that strives to do good in the world and to do good in the lives of its members. You know, and I know that none of those things are necessarily male in concept, but I feel like a man when I dedicate myself to those things. And you know, I look at how I was when I drank. I was lazy. I was unambitious. I wasted a lot of my time and effort. I didn't work very hard. I still don't work as hard as I could. And I just, I wasn't reliable. I wasn't accountable to myself, to other men, to other people. And no one respected me because I didn't respect myself. And I had no model for manhood. I came into this room, and Rusty was speaking the first time that I was here. And, you know, and people went around the room, and I think it was your 14th birthday. I could be wrong about that. And then, you know, after Rusty talked, people went around the room, and a lot of them gave you shit for being old. But there was a camaraderie and an accountability and a bond in this room that was immediately apparent to me as an outsider and as a person still very young in sobriety and looking for a way to move forward in life as a man, and as a sober person. And, you know, and I already had a sponsor, and I still have the same sponsor I did then. And I had already gone through all the steps the first time I walked into this room. My step work could be better than it is today. But I feel well grounded. I know that I'm accountable to people in this room, and I know that you all are accountable to me. And I care about this space enormously, and I'm going to be so sad to leave it. The manhood that I have found in these rooms is one that defies the stereotype of masculinity in a lot of ways. This is an emotional masculinity. You know, we're not afraid to talk about feelings, about fears, about shame. We're not afraid to celebrate triumph, and we're not afraid to commiserate failure. I was supported in this room as my marriage dissolved, as I cried about killing a fucking bird. And you know, all of the strange and weird bullshit that I have gone through in my still very short sober life, I don't feel like I have taken one step of that journey alone because of the men in this room. And as a result of the things that I have seen here and the behaviors that I've seen exhibited and the responsibility that people have taken for themselves and for their situations, and the way that I have tried often flailingly to emulate that, I found myself in an unimaginably good position today, a position that I could not fathom 5 years ago as I was a drunk in the late stages of a terminal illness. You know, today I am going on an adventure to a new city, to a great job that I trained for, that I worked for literally decades to be able to do. And I'm nervous about it. It's going to require me to work very hard. But nervousness is not fear. And fear is not insurmountable. You know, I still have fear in my life, but I'm not afraid of fear anymore. It doesn't paralyze me. I can face things that I'm afraid of today. The last thing I'm going to talk about is something that's so silly, but I suspect a lot of guys in this room are going to identify with it, and that's that, you know, I've never really had any money problems in my life, but I've been stupid about money, and I often didn't pay my credit card bill on time and that kind of thing. And now that I was, you know, looking for a new apartment, I knew that I was going to have to pass a credit check and figure it out, you know, from that point of view. And I'd never done that. I didn't know my credit score. I had never looked at it. And I was terrified. I was still terrified. I used to be terrified to look at my bank account balance, even when I knew I was making money. And I got over that by forcing myself to look at my bank account balance every single day. I do that now. But I was terrified to look at my credit score because I had never, ever in my life done so. And so I did, because I had to. And, you know, it starts with an 8. And the reason that my credit score is good is because I have done the things that I've learned in this room. Nobody ever really taught me how to pay my bills down here or anything. But I did the things that I knew that are supposed to be done. You know, I took care of my obligations on time. I showed up when I was supposed to show up. I paid the bills I was supposed to pay when I was supposed to pay them because, you know, because I learned how to do the responsible things that a grown-up man does, and I learned them in this room. And that's why I can move forward today in sobriety, knowing that I can face what's coming. Because I do the right thing one thing at a time, and good things happen. Thanks.
Thanks, Gene.